Welcome to the Workforce Management Podcast, delivered to you by ShopWorks Workforce Solutions. The podcast that explores everything you need to know about workforce management, the technologies involved, strategies and processes, the trends and the solutions.
Hi, I'm Ian Hogg. Today I'm very pleased to be joined by Jake Bates, who works with me as a wellbeing specialist. We've decided to put on this special episode to talk about a survey we have done with our customers and a white paper we have published to discuss the findings. The white paper is called Meeting Your Staffing Requirements in Difficult Times, Recruitment and Retention of Shift and Hourly Paid Employees in the UK and Ireland. There's a link to the white paper in the podcast notes, and you can download it without having to hand over any of your contact details because we wanted to get the information into as many hands as possible. So let's go. Jake, welcome.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me on.
Why don't we start with why you did this survey?
So I think it kind of centres around conversations we're having from existing customers and potential new customers, and the whole recruitment and retention conversation seems to be on everyone's lips. A lot of it, given our background, what we wanted to do is take some of the data and some of the insight that we know we have, and hopefully better understand kind of customer priorities and what they actually need to help solve that issue. And what does recruitment and retention, what does that actually look like? How is it broken down? And what kind of some of the solutions we can hopefully assist with?
Okay, fine. So you surveyed your customers.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so talk me through the numbers. You know, how many people did it?
Yep, so we essentially picked out, worked with employers of hourly paid staff, predominantly shift workers. So we picked out 35 UK and Irish WorkTech customers who are part of the survey. Between them, they have a combined headcount of over 50,000 hourly paid staff combined.
Yeah, so I mean, that sounds like a fairly representative, I mean, 50,000 is probably a reasonable percentage of you know, when they're doing the surveys for the election, they don't interview 50,000 people to decide who's going to win it, do they? So that sounds like quite a good number. You know, it's a good stat. Okay, so what did you find? Give me some headlines for the listeners.
Yeah, well, the white paper itself is about 25 pages long, and it kind of goes through different ideas, different solutions, different use cases and case studies. So what I tried to kind of, I suppose, pull from that was some of the kind of the top level statistics, and some of the standout ones are 56% of our customers said that we can't meet our recruitment needs and we are losing more staff than we're actually recruiting. We'll kind of go on to just explore what impact that has on not only kind of operational impact, but actual cost to the business, revenue, potential customer facing issues as well. 55% of them said they're reducing opening hours because they don't actually have enough staff. So again,
Wow. So 55% are giving away revenue because they don't have enough staff. That's more than half.
Yeah. It's mind-blowing, the statistics around the opening hours. And then finally, yeah, 60% of respondents have shortages of over 10% of their staffing levels. So next time you're in your local coffee shop, Pret, I know that, no shout out to Pret, and you're waiting a little bit longer for your morning coffee, you're going to have to now think it's not because they're being slow, it's probably because they're dramatically understaffed. So we all need to take that into consideration.
Okay. And they're big numbers. So all three of those were over half. Okay. They're obviously headline numbers, but presumably the rest of the survey tells a similar story, does it?
Yeah, I think what it's telling us is we speak to a lot of customers and a lot of people day in, day out, and you kind of hear this, oh, we're having issues with recruitment and retention. And it's not until you kind of see those figures and those numbers, this is a serious issue that we experience across the UK and Ireland. And it's something that a lot of customers, all customers across the UK are going to be facing. So it was for us, yeah, it even surprised us. But I think, yeah, the commercial impact is kind of, from my perspective, what I kind of took away is that the impact on revenue and people shutting early is such a standout for me. And it's the number one problem for all customers in HR departments.
Okay, so you've done this survey and then you've produced a white paper. So what's in the white paper?
Yes. So it starts with our survey results. So we did a survey and we'll outline the results from that. We then took that, and data's great, but it's actually turning data into actionable insight that we can actually use. So then we use some of our analysis from our retention AI tools and some of our data scientists and HR analytics team. And then I suppose it's then discussing and exploring various kind of ideas that customers are using to help mitigate their shortages, not only from us, I suppose, from a HR perspective, but change the way moving forward, how they attract new talent, keep hold of all the staff they've got, but also actually how they run their businesses.
Okay, so by reading the white paper, I might get a few, if I'm suffering from the same problem, I might get a few tips and clues to how to solve it. Is that the idea?
Yeah, and it'll ring quite true for a lot of the people listening who are facing similar challenges. So hopefully you can pick up some ideas, some tips, and also just understand you're probably not alone in this deficit that we're in.
There's a value in that. Okay, so what sort of things are, you know, were your customers telling you that they were doing?
Yeah, so I think it's, I kind of split it into two. Improving recruitment and retention, biggest one. Increasing costs, and then they're trying to offer, well, we're looking to offer benefits, flexibility, pay, new benefits. So what I kind of sits under more of a HR umbrella. Similarly, though, and actually, operationally, what we're kind of seeing then how they're actually managing the staff they've got, and this key part around reducing opening hours, changing their staffing models to better match customer demand, how can we increase overtime uptake, and it's a big focus on actually getting people through the door is hard, it's one thing, keeping them in there is another thing, and then let's make sure the staff that we have got, making sure we're optimizing and utilizing them as efficiently as we possible.
Yeah, no, I mean, I often thought overtime's a good solution because the staff already trained, you know, that you can react quite quickly with overtime. Obviously, there are limits, you know, people need a rest, but, as a short-term way of improving the problem, sounds to me like a good way to do it. What other, you know, give me one more example. I'm trying to keep this podcast short, Jake, but, you know, find me one more example.
Yeah, I think there's another one more operationally led, using some of our AIs. We've got a case study where, let's say they have 100 staff, but they have 120 shifts. So a focus for many of the clients is making sure that the staff that we have got are being utilized in the right place and the right time. We haven't got staff standing around when the shop is quiet. And we're trying to mitigate some of those revenue impacts, as we've seen shutting early. So a lot of it is about that utilization and the AIs picking out the best forecast, overlaying the optimal demand, and then ensuring that the employees that we have got are in the right place at the right time.
And that's AI powered. So what the AI does, a forecast of what, like sales, and then
forecast footfall count data. I think the data team have got up to 98% accurate. Once we know our sales, we then know how many staff we need to achieve those sales, but breaking it down into much more smaller increments, then you can actually start working in much more of a concise demand curve. So the workforce and the labor allocation, the AI will optimize and do that in minutes, a great high of accuracy. So it's pretty powerful stuff in a world where, yeah, people are trying to get their time back as well, particularly because a lot of the COVID data and pre-COVID, a lot of the demand and the forecasting data has kind of been almost become unusable because trends and patterns have changed. So old models aren't working, and AI, I suppose, is constantly evolving, constantly learning. So there's that kind of part of it as well.
Yeah, no, do you know, I've heard that, you know, a lot of businesses had to throw away their labour modelling because, you know, all the lockdowns just made them irrelevant. No, it's a good job if you've solved that. Okay, listen, so it sounds to me like, Jake, there's, you know, I'm going to keep it short, and I think people can read the white paper, and like I said earlier, we'll put the link in the podcast notes, and people don't have to put in a you know, their email address. They can just download it and have a good read. So I think we'll leave it at that. We'll keep it short, Jake. I'll thank you for coming on, and we'll let people follow the link and download the white paper.
Perfect. Thanks, Ian. Good to talk to you.
Likewise.